Well, the idea around Be the First came about probably about 5 years ago when I was looking for a holiday for myself and a friend, personally, just wanted to go away somewhere in Europe. And we did the usual, visited all the OTAs, online travel agencies, and we just couldn't find anything. And we'd seen an offer with one of the low-cost airlines for cheap flights into Europe. So we thought, okay, we sort of focus in on Spain and we'd have a week away in Spain. I started doing a bit of Googling and I found a hotel. I thought, wow, that looks lovely, but it was five-star deluxe. And I thought, okay, looks very nice, looks expensive, but I'll give it a go and I'll put the dates in. So I put the dates in and the price came back for the week, and it was, I remember, because it was £420, and I thought that must be per night. You know, this is five star, it must be per night, it's a bit expensive. But I had a close look, I thought, no, it's definitely for the week. So I was a bit suspicious. So I picked the phone up and called the hotel, spoke to the receptionist, and she confirmed, no, that was the price for the week. And I said, how is it so cheap? And she said, well, we're soft opening, we're pre-opening. And I said, what does that mean? And she explained, and I sort of laughed and said, oh, does that mean there'll be no water in the swimming pool? And she said, no, not at all. We're just sort of fine-tuning before the grand opening. And she said, in actual fact, the dates you've given me, the restaurant wouldn't have been open, but it opens the day you come, so all the facilities will be open. So off we went on our cheap, low-cost flight, my friend and I, and we got there, checked in, really stunning, lovely hotel. And the first thing they said to us on the front desk was, we're going to upgrade you. And we said, wow, thank you very much. Well, we had the upgrade because we got the presidential suite, basically. And so we spent a week there, £60 a night, £30 each. We had our low-cost airline and we had a fantastic time. And on top of that, we had meals for free as well. So I sort of wanted, that made me think more about this idea of soft openings and the deals that might be around them. And so when I came back, I was frantically trying to search for soft openings. Couldn't really find them, found them hard to find. But over the course of probably a couple of years, we went on another six or seven, had an equally good time and cheap time as well. And so that's how the idea came about, because I thought, you know what, this might appeal to other people as well. Other people might like the idea of enjoying four or five-star hotels at a cheaper price. And then, so that's how the original idea and concept came about. And then I've expanded on that idea, because I came to it, the more I investigated the industry and the world of hotels, I started to see that it wasn't just soft openings, but also when a hotel does open, you know, its doors for the grand opening, they also tend to offer opening offers that are rarely repeated, really. So that's how the idea came about.
And I'm glad you've pointed out that a soft opening doesn't mean they're not ready, because I think a lot of people might remember from the 70s, all of those hotels in Spain that famously weren't built.
That's right. Well, no, because you have to remember these are five-star brands. You know, whoever owns this hotel, or could be owned by an individual or one of the big household name brands, they've got a brand and a reputation to maintain and protect. So, I'm sure there might be a soft opening somewhere in the world that the water isn't the swimming pool and that sort of thing. But we won't be running that type of soft opening on Be the First. So I'm quite careful to check that the facilities are all open. And if they aren't, if there is a facility that isn't open, then I will state that. So, for example, I think there might be one on the site at the moment where the kids' club wasn't open. Because one of the reasons a hotel won't get its grand opening license is if all the facilities aren't up and running. So if it's supposed to have a kids' club and it's not up and running, it won't get its full license. So I'll be careful to say that, because obviously, if that's a reason for you to be going on holiday, you take the children, you want the kids' club, then it would be a surprise if it wasn't open when you got there.
So I guess there's a very narrow window of opportunity for these places.
Yes, you're right. I mean, it varies, because it varies on how it varies on the brand. And you know, if you as a hotelier, it's your first venture into the world of hotels and you haven't opened a hotel before, then you may well have a 2 or 3 month soft opening, or there may be other reasons that it goes on for 2 or 3 months. That elusive person who's going to run the spa or the kids club you might not have found, so you can't open properly and have your full opening. But you're right in the sense that a lot of hotels, probably an average would be 2 to 4 weeks. So for our deals on the site, it really would appeal to people who can move quite quickly. You won't be planning next summer's holiday on our site in terms of the soft opening and the grand opening.
So the way it works, you put in your dates and you basically serve up what's available for that time.
That's right. Yes, that's right. I mean, to give you an idea, when I tell people this fact, they're quite surprised. So in the world this year, there are 3,500 brand new luxury hotels opening. So it's a bit of a bumper year this year. Next year, it's nearer 3,000. And people sort of think, wow, that's a really big number. But here's an example. In the Maldives this year, it's either 14 or 16 five-star hotels opening in the Maldives.
Wow. It's a lot.
It is a lot. And, you know, for us, a lot of us, you know, we'd aspire to going to the Maldives and think, you know, it's out of our reach. But when they're first opening, I mean, some of the opening offers could be minus 50 or 60% even. And yes, you've still got to get there. And yes, the flight's not going to be 50 quid. But all in all, the cost of going on a soft opening or a grand opening offer could possibly equate to your week or fortnight in Spain. Do you see what I mean? At a full price. So that's how we're approaching things on the site, really.
Are the hotels going to want anything from you? Are they going to end up quizzing you as a guest?
No, I mean, at the moment, it's free for the hotels to be on our site, and we decide. So we're an independent company. We aren't an affiliate, and I knew I wanted that right from the beginning. So we have our own booking engine. So we make our own decisions, and we choose out the 3,500 who we'd like to work with and feature on the website. The only caveat is that we work through the GDS, the Global Distribution System, and that's how we're able to identify live availability and pricing. So not every hotel, as you probably know, Kerry, is on the GDS. So if they're not at the moment, we couldn't work with them. But we choose, and we choose where we think people might like to go. You know, those bucket list destinations like New York or Rome, Paris, those types of places. But then I'm also thinking of Be the First, as in be the first to go somewhere a little bit more unusual. So on the site at the moment, we've got places like the Azores, places like the capital of Canada, Ottawa. I would regard that as a little bit unusual. Bogota, maybe that's more unusual. So it's that angle as well. It's not just about having that bargain stay, it's also for trendsetters, trailblazers who want to be the first to go to Nepal or something like that.
So how regularly should somebody that's seeking a bargain check your site? I mean, do you change things on a daily, hourly basis?
That's a good question. Well, we're looking to add between about 3 and 5 new hotels a week. So probably not daily, and we'd like to send out a weekly newsletter for people who sign up via the site. We also ask them one question: where would you like to go? And we're seeing from those, that gives us ideas. I mean, obviously people are saying places like New York, but we're also getting some more unusual destinations as well. And so that will help us try and decide, well, what are people asking for, and try and give people what they want. But we're only sending out the newsletter, as I mentioned, once a week, because what we try to do with business as well is not to do things that annoy us about perhaps other holiday companies. You know, we're not going to be emailing you every minute of the day, or you forgot to book this, you're still looking at that. I don't want the website to be about that.